ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what up, H-Town? My glasses are missing, but I'm here. Barry with glasses is here. And Nick is in Vegas, so Tyler's here. No. Happy day to all. Sun
no
is shining.
Hot, no nothing.
No, it's just, it's different.
Why are you talking off air?
Sorry, I forgot.
That's your
my
style.
Bad. That was my bad. No, it's not my style.
So you don't tell your host?
I do the point. I give you the point.
I was looking down. I had no idea. I was looking down, and Joel can't see because his glasses are missing, apparently.
Well, that's not my fault.
So that's what the speaker's for.
Thanks for looking out for the talent, Tyler.
Hot. And then we go, oh, crap, the mics are hot. Don't say anything stupid. Like, boy, I really hate Tyler.
Why don't y'all turn your own mics on?
Because we're professionals, and our producers do that for us.
There's other professionals around here who turn their own mics on.
Who?
Charlie does that.
I know Lance does it. I see him when he comes in and joins us. He's always turning his own mic on, and we're not on yet.
I don't like doing that.
Really?
I didn't have to do it for the Rockets either. I just don't like doing it.
Just lazy.
I mean, I
just won't do it.
If I was at that desk, I would probably do that. I have done that whenever I have
turned it on or not.
Air. Yeah, I've turned it on myself.
Well, it's weird because when I first started on Sundays with Liebeschock, Michael Carroll was our producer, and he started.
Really?
Yeah, and he would say. Mics are hot, and then turn our mics on. And so that was 3 years. Then we got here, and Nick, well, so you produced for a while.
I produced for a while.
On Sunday.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah, and then Nick did. But when we started working with Nick, he always did the hot. So for 2 years, plus Michael Carroll, I've just been used to that. So I maybe I'm just trained
did
wrong.
Did I not tell y'all mics hot? I
thought
No.
No, not even
no,
close.
No, on Sunday morning.
I think you did. That's why this is so foreign to me when it doesn't happen.
Well, but then I started working with Charlie, and
he doesn't like that.
No, he doesn't do that.
I'll go hot. Don't you worry about it. I'll go hot.
I don't know why I make.
Well,
it sound
he's
like
not
a
really. He's lollipop. He's the Bill Belichick. I mean, he's the Bill Belichick of local radio. He will not relinquish control in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know why I made him sound like a lollipop kid.
No, you made him sound like Trey.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my bad.
Well, that's what Trey would say. That's on me.
That's my bad.
I gotta
be a better.
I gotta do better. Oasis.
Be a better impersonator.
Can I just say this off the top? Because I saw they made it to Vegas.
Okay.
But Nick is on the flight with the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets drilled by those two because he decided to recline in his seat for a domestic flight. And evidently that's a no-no. It's something the Blitz has talked about. And AJ called him a bitch and Fred called him something else.
Piece of turd, piece of crap.
Is that bad?
Depends on how far he reclined.
Yeah. Well, and how far you're going. If it's an hour flight, I get it. If it's 4 hours, you want him to catch some Z's.
I wish they would. Now I want to fly with them. And I'm gonna request a seat in front of them and lay my seat back. Because you know what? I paid for the seat. I'm laying my seat back. If you don't like it, you don't like it. And every time you kick me, because I saw AJ's little response, well, I'll just get a fidgety knee and knee you. Okay. And expect me to turn around and stare at your ass 170 times while you do it. There's a button on there for a reason. That's why seats recline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yours reclines too. Lean back. Go to sleep. Shut up. Leave people alone.
I feel their pain. Being
I don't.
6'1".
I don't. You know what?
It's tough, man.
Get an exit row. Get an exit row, Tally.
Yeah, but then you got to save people if the plane goes down. You're on a flight to relax.
Either save some people or quit bitching. I don't think that's a personal choice. I just attacked my boy Nick for no reason.
I'm with you. I might have missed something, but I think if you want to recline your seat, you go right ahead.
In fact, after Friday, Saturday morning, I'm going to fly to Vegas just so I can fly home with him. I'm just not that passionate about it. I'm just kidding. I don't care that much. But I don't know. when people recline their seat in front of me, the only time it really, like, I'm like, come on, man, is if I'm trying to use my laptop.
Yeah.
But this is also why you fly Spirit. Their seats don't recline. You don't have to worry about it.
That's true.
You don't get this extra space.
Because obviously, when you think about it, in the grand scheme of things, the only thing that's really annoying, I don't mind if the person in front of me reclines as long as I'm not in the exit row, right, where I'm squish. Right. And even then, you get more room. The more annoying thing is if you get a kid behind you that's kicking your seat or something like that.
Yeah, I'm like, if you're leaning your seat back in front of me, you know what? If I really need to do something, I've done that where my laptop has sat on my chest, folded at a 45-degree angle, and I'm typing like that. That's that dude's right. He bought that seat. He paid for it. That seat reclines. It's his right to use that option to recline the seat. If I'm watching a movie, just watch it on your phone. I don't know. I just don't have – I know that they're passionate about that, and that's like their big hot-button issue. I just have never had an issue with it or a problem, and I'll be damned if they're going to – like, I'm reclining my seat no matter what. If it reclines, I'm laying back.
Yeah.
Call me Fat Joe. I'm going to lean back.
I see what you did there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So much.
Yeah. Tyler, thanks for chiming in.
I have a dilemma that I need to bring to you guys and the peoples. I need to bring this to the suspects, to the listeners. I need some help. So I have, and I tweeted about this and got a little bit of feedback, but I have a ton of stuff that I need to get done on a daily basis, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's for the show, whether it's for comedy, whether it's for this podcast now, whether it's for other things in my life. My to-do list, probably 250 things on it. But the problem I have is I can't sit down and get focused. If I sit down on my laptop, you know, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I got any notifications on Facebook. Okay. And then there I go for 30 minutes on Facebook. And then I better go check Twitter. And then I go check Twitter. And there I go down rabbit holes and replying and reading stuff. Instagram.
Oh, fighting.
I cannot for the life of me, one, get motivated, because I could sit down and be like, okay, I have to do show notes for the first podcast, the 15th. Just thought I'd drop that in there.
Nice.
Like that. Mm-hmm. I've got to sit down and do show notes. And then I'm like, oh, look, someone liked my video from 3 months ago. Who is this? Okay. And then I never, like, nothing. I did, other than the little bit of show prep I did for us, like pasting stuff. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I read a lot. Yeah. But other than the pasting, I did nothing this morning with 1,000 things to do.
So let me ask you this. So of the things that you have to do, are they all based off your computer, or they are like errands where you have to drive around and do things?
All computer based, which is
There's your biggest problem.
And they all require the internet. Because there was this, I gotta find it. There was this program that I found for Chrome, for Google Chrome. It is called Win the Day. All right? Mm-hmm. Win the Day. It basically shuts your browser down. It's to increase productivity. You put it on your browser, you say it's time to win the day, and then it doesn't let you go to certain websites. Okay. The problem is half of what I'm doing requires the internet or those websites.
Right.
And I just don't know how to get focused, man. I don't know how to just sit down and focus. That's just such a problem.
That's where your biggest problem is. Because for me, it's all about just once I get out of the house that I can, and I get going, now I'm like, well, while I'm out, I can knock this out. I can get this. I can get that. I can get that. And because a kid won't let you wait.
Right.
It's like and the way I learned that the best was when Taylor said, Daddy, I got to go potty. And I thought about like, oh, you can wait. We'll get to that. And then I'm thinking about the consequences if we go too far with that.
Pee all over your
seat.
And I'm
like, no, she can't wait. Got to go do that now. So while I'm up, then I need to do this. But with the internet, you're sitting in the same spot.
Yep.
You have everything at your fingertips. Yep. That's different. Yeah, I don't know.
I can't figure it out. And plus it's all like motivation. Like I sit down to start, and then I'm like, well, I wonder if I'm doing this right. So now I'm spending 3 hours reading about the best way to create show notes for a podcast. I'm like, I don't know. I have severe issues with this, with getting started. Once I do it, like whatever I do, I feel like I do it well and I knock it out. It's just getting to it. And I did Adderall at one point. I had Adderall because mm-hmm. I think it's ADD related. I really do. And I was on Adderall, and I told you guys that it messed me up. Like, it really mentally messed me up where I had, like, depression. And so I had to get off of that. So somebody said Vyvanse was pretty good. Not as the side effects weren't as bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Are you on that?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you got it illegally.
Yeah.
Oh,
it wasn't bad? Like, it definitely doesn't give you the jitters like
Adderall. Like I felt Adderall. Like I was one step away from Coke.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, I'm going to knock all this stuff out. Yes! And then I knocked a bunch of stuff out and was like, okay, what's next? Who's got stuff to do? I'll do it. Like, I was so amped up. Like, I could not.
Oh.
And this was when I had a corporate gig and I had the Cage Door, that MMA website.
I thought you were just imitating Patrick Creighton on the air. You were screaming and pounding. And
I was so amped and I had the Cage Door and I had a lot of stuff to do for the website on a daily basis. And I could literally get all of my work done that I had to do at work in an hour. And then I would spend the next 7 hours on the Cage Door. And I mean, I'm just knocking stuff out. The problem was, is once I got home, I got laid off from that gig. I was at home with nothing to do on Adderall. And if you don't have anything to do, you just start losing your mind. And that's when I started like getting depression and stuff like that. Because then you're like, I got all this energy and nothing to do. I'm worthless. I suck. I can't do anything. So
yeah, you got to like wean yourself off of it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I do need to get back on something like that.
That's the biggest thing that I think is going to screw with you is the fact that it's not like you getting up to carry out chores, activities, and other things.
I'm up at 5:30 in the morning.
No, I'm not saying like get out of bed. I'm saying the fact that you're not leaving the house. You're not driving places.
Right.
It's all on tabs on your computer.
That's it.
And that's deadly because you get to that one of those two tabs that when Twitter sucks you in or, you know, like Instagram or Facebook and you're like, I'll see you in an hour.
Yeah, and I don't know if anybody else does this. You're not a big social media guy. I mean, you're on Twitter
and Facebook.
But not a lot, right?
More so because of the job.
Would you say you're addicted to social media?
No. I would say no, but I am on it a lot. Like, I find myself now, instead of watching TV, like when Lisa's getting Taylor ready for bed, at the end, I'm on the laptop and looking. And
are you addicted to social media, Tyler?
I want to say no, but I know that I am.
I'm not saying I would SAD for a Twitter login or anything.
No, I can easily.
I'm totally addicted to social media.
I can easily disconnect if I have to.
Oh,
like
my God.
If I'm going on a vacation or whatever, I can just leave my phone and not deal with it.
Oh, I can do that. The phone part for sure.
No way.
That's where I get all my social media from anyway, is my phone. So if I don't have that, then
I would literally be jonesing. I would be like,
really?
Hey, man. Think I could log in.
You got any more of them scrolls? You got any more scrolling I can do?
Yo, daddy. Hey, daddy. Again, I'm not saying I would, you know, SAD or anything like that, but if you could give me 10 minutes with the internet, boy, I would gladly give you some cash or something. No, I would freak out on vacation if I couldn't check my phone. Like, Nora gets mad at me when we're at dinner. She makes me leave my phone in the car.
Well, that's Lisa and I comment
like,
on that.
Yeah. She'll be like, nope, leave your phone in the car because all you'll do is check it and you'll start arguing with somebody on Twitter while I'm trying to eat and enjoy your company. I'm bad. I'm really bad about it.
We comment on that all the time. Like, we're sitting there at a restaurant and you see a couple and one or both are on their phone the whole time. It's like, so what's the point of going to dinner? And I went to pick up takeout the other night and I look across the bar and there's a couple probably in their 70s and the guy's dressed up really nicely. She's dressed up too. He's got an earbud and his phone in his ear, and he's got his phone and he's going. She's got the little mini arm phone thing in her ear, and she's going, and I'm going, and they're in their 70s. So they've caught up to the times so much so that they don't talk. The whole time I was there waiting for the food, they never spoke to each other once, but they were on the phone, they were looking at their messages. I'm like, well, now there's the true sense of a relationship in your 70s.
Yeah. It pains me. It does. It literally, I don't have withdrawals.
Okay.
But I'll freak out. Like, I'm like, man, I really need to check my Instagram. I really need to, especially if I'm like doing certain things or I've got stuff going on, like with launching the podcast.
Yeah.
And doing the first
one. Wait, you got a podcast?
What? Who would have known it was called the15podcast.com? What? I'm like, okay, I got to check this. How many listens do I have? How many of this, like, I get obsessed about it. I need help. I really need help.
Well,
I don't even
that.
Know if I need a drug.
Tyler and I both knew that going into the conversation.
I don't know if it's a drug like Vyvanse or if I just need psychological help. Like, if I need a therapist.
Both. All right, we're just getting started. Hey, if you want to join in, Dustin, we see you. We'll get you after the break. If you want to be like Dustin, 713-780-3776, HRP Lister line, where you can call, you can text. Also hit us up on Twitter, where it's at the producer T. Scott, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with the K. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. Stevie knows that nobody
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Segment two of the show is underway. And again, I tell you, sometimes some of the best things that we wish we could share with you go on during commercial breaks, but Barry and Tyler were in rare form.
We'll share it because someone texted the show and asked.
Okay,
you mean somebody snitching?
Yep, that's not unusual around here.
Somebody texted and said, "So are we not going to mention that Tyler threw Barry under the bus for his donuts on Monday? I didn't know this. What'd you say?" You mentioned to who?
No, Cody and I were talking about the weight loss challenge
today.
We're pumping your thing, yeah. And then he mentioned, you know what you do? You put on a little extra weight at the beginning. You chug a lot of water before you weigh in, so you're not necessarily cheating, but you're elevating
your stats.
Yeah, you're padding your stats. Yeah. You're pumping your numbers up
a little bit. If you're smart, you do it.
If you're smart, you do water, so that way you don't actually have to lose extra fat.
Right.
You chug a lot of water before.
Gotcha.
But then I mentioned, I was like, oh, yeah, I think that's what Barry was doing because he had donuts for lunch on Monday.
Oh, so you just put my business out there. I'm supposed to be a leader.
Now, Tyler, did he offer you donuts?
Yeah,
he did. I did. I ate one
donut.
So
he went out of his way to actually do a nice thing.
Yeah,
and a nice gesture,
that's
and offer you donuts, and you repay him whether you took them or not by kicking him in the jimmy.
I even called him out. Then I said, "Hey, what's up on that diet?" And Barry goes, "Ah, you know how it goes." That was his response.
The donuts weren't for me, jerk.
Yeah, but you didn't even mention that.
Yeah, they were for Nick and Radu, who was helping me by producing the podcast that I was recording that day. I had three interviews I had to record. They showed up early just to help me knock all that stuff out.
Okay, well, good for them.
And you...
Congrats.
...take a kind gesture and fat shame me.
Not that he owed you an explanation.
What is this on the... What is that? Oh, my goodness. I thought for a second you had it on the porn channel or something. That was interesting.
It's another one of those male enhancement commercials.
Besides, I'm not really going to start the weight loss challenge till Monday. Official weigh-ins in tomorrow. And if you're out there listening and want to get in on the weight loss challenge, now would be a good time to tell you how to do that. Just go to ESPN975.com and get weighed in. I don't need that. I'm a professional.
All right.
If you go to ESPN975.com, you'll see on the right-hand side the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. Click on that. All the information that your heart desires is right there, including the fact that we now have a staycation, stay fit staycation that includes stuff like healthy eating and workouts and everything else that you need to get healthy and have fun, relax at the Houstonian, all included for each of the winners, over $1,000 in value from the Houstonian for each of our
four weight classes, four winners.
Weight class winners, yeah. So ESPN975.com, find a place to go get weighed in. You can come up here to the studio and weigh in. Get weighed in, you're officially entered, but you have until tomorrow, what, 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock, yep.
If you ain't in by then, you ain't in at all.
If you ain't in, you're out after 5 o'clock.
Tyler,
and by the way, Barry's favorite place, Vortex Texas, is a title sponsor,
damn
as
right.
well as Breed More Training Centers. So we've got lots of sponsors involved as well. And if you don't know, go back and ask somebody. But last year we had a ball with this.
Yeah.
And we plan on doing the same thing again, motivating every. Cody Stutz, as Tyler mentioned, already signed up. He's in. I think he's gone 9 or 10 days in a row working out.
I'm going to go to Vortex tonight, as a matter of fact, and get a workout tonight in.
By the way, did you see someone wanted to get Cody a Patriot shirt?
Why?
And asked what size?
Oh, don't.
I mean, he said it if you want
he
to say
said it.
It.
Yeah, but I feel like you're about to shame
Cody knows this because I'm in his corner.
And we just
corner.
Had a discussion about
fat shaming.
Throwing people
this
on
is not
this
shaming.
I wasn't fat shaming
it's
you.
It's not at
you
all.
You fat shamed
no,
me.
No, I did not.
Tyler, you totally fat shamed me.
You called me Chub Rock. That's even worse.
No, so? You know, that was on air. No, that was straight
it,
that on was air.
No, it was off air.
Whatever.
It was
you when probably we were you have called air. Me Chub Rock on air before. I'm sure.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Chubby Checker.
See, I don't think. Okay.
What?
I didn't think Cody was what he said he was, and I just that's surprising to me.
Mm. Are you going to get in the weight loss challenge, Tyler? Yeah.
I might lone wolf it.
Barry, they don't have a gym here in the building. Sure. There's no gym in the building.
Well, that's true.
He lives here.
Yeah,
that so is I was going to say, like, when you ask, do people interrupt you at night when you're in the living room? I was like, yeah, Tyler, because Glenn Davis walks by when he's done with his show. And then you got guys from the network walking by because you live here. Your kitchen's down the hall.
That's true. I can't believe you threw me under the bus like that, though. I thought we were boys.
I actually almost tweeted out a picture that I had saved from like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we were at Twin Peaks that one Sunday morning.
I was so fat, huh?
And you were using gravy as mayonnaise for your burger.
There was a time, huh?
I have a very strong
gravy
inner fat boy.
For mayonnaise.
Yeah, I have a very strong inner fat boy. It is the hardest thing in the world. The hardest thing in the world that I ever had to do was, honestly, if I'm being honest, not quit smoking, was quit biting my nails. Believe it or not, biting my nails was harder than quitting smoking.
Really?
And then third is trying to not be fat. That's a struggle for me. So, do we want to take Dustin's call before we go to break? Let's do that. Dustin wants to talk about social media. Dustin, are you addicted to social media?
Well, I'm definitely not, guys. How are y'all doing?
Very good.
Awesome. So, listen, there is a app that I recommend to people all the time. All the people in my office seem to only want to be on social media. It's called Cold Turkey. It's a simple download, and you still have access to the internet, but you say from 8 to 11, I'm not going to get on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, Instagram. I'm going to stay off of those things for this time period.
Really?
And during that time, you just can't get on it. So you still have access to everything, but the stuff that's keeping you from working. It's a home run.
Now, is this for like a laptop and a cell phone?
You can put it on all platforms.
Okay, so I can use this because my laptop is where, like, if I'm at home, I'm usually on my laptop, not my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, no problem.
Perfect. Dustin, you may have just saved my life, man. I appreciate that.
This is where the suspects are great.
I just saved the world.
You did. You did save the world, Dustin.
One host at a time.
You're the hero that these social media junkies needed, man. Thank you for the call, Dustin.
Saving the world, one host at a time.
Cold turkey.
Dustin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
No doubt about it. Very, very cool there.
Cold turkey social media. Nice. I'm all over it.
You got questions, they got answers.
Uh-huh.
That's what the suspects do for us. We appreciate that. All right, so we got lots to get to today. We had a Rockets game last night. Harden goes off big again, but they also let one slip away. We've got lots to get to as we get ready for those games this weekend in football. And if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you as well on the HRNP listener line where you can call, you can text, you can tweet. I mean, Dustin just called in, and it was fantastic. 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. It is the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick in Vegas, we do at some point plan on touching base with Nick from Vegas to see how things are going. I see Patrick Creighton already taking pictures with Freddie Roach, the famous trainer.
He's taking pictures with people?
Yeah, he's that guy. Well, Barry, let's think back to our experience on Radio Row at Super Bowl.
But we were kind of asked to do that for promotion purposes.
That's true. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Tyler's here. Nick's in Vegas.
Yeah.
So we'll continue to roll on. I do want to bring up one thing to you guys real quick, which kind of ticked me off. I was checking the mail last night, and I got a letter from our homeowners association.
Okay.
That said that I violated the rules of garbage can etiquette because my garbage cans were out and they gave a date. Well, my garbage pickup is Tuesday mornings at like 7 a.m. So the date was Monday night, the 7th. I happened to have put my garbage cans out after 6 o'clock on Monday night like I always do. So I had a real issue with it. Now I have another issue with it because I'm going to call them and I'm going to say, I got an issue with this. And you know what it says on the letter? Calls don't count, but there is a second page to this citation so you can give your written response either admitting your guilt or explaining what happened. And I'm like, oh, hell no. Uh-uh. So I called them, got them on the phone while I was heading here to work today. And I said, can you explain to me, do you have pictures? She's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, here's the deal. You said the citation was issued on Monday night, the 7th. Well, that was the night that I was supposed to put my trash out. So my cans were out. Got it? That was one you could isolate. Then I actually, right after the trash was picked up, brought them back, and they are out of sight. Because it always says you got to have them off the street, out of sight, back by your garage. All that said, done, and I said I even double-checked it. So can you tell me, do you have a picture? She goes, well, hang on, let me put you on hold. Let me check. Comes back a couple minutes later. No, there's no picture. Do you know what time it was done? No. I go, okay, so you guys just going to throw this out then? She goes, no, you're going to have to write a response as to the fact that you disagree. So I got to go through all this work and trouble to prove that I can't. I don't even know when they looked or if they looked.
So they just said, what again now? Your trash can was out.
My trash cans were out during a time they weren't supposed to be out.
Oh.
During the window.
So what are you? What are they? They're going to fine you?
Yeah. They said next time they, because if you get more than a couple of these one or two violations, then they'll start fining you. And if you don't respond at all and you just choose to ignore it or call, within 30 days, they're going to fine you for that too. I was pissed. Wow. I'm like, what kind of BS is that?
Sounds like the Gestapo.
Well, that's what homeowners associations normally are, as you know.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you there.
So I was just sharing my aggravation with you.
Yeah.
I was not happy.
That's not good.
No. So there's that. So we mentioned it. We might as well get to it, though. James Harden on fire.
Yep.
Another massively big night. But I don't know about you. Did you watch a game?
I did not.
Okay.
And I missed a good one, too, apparently.
Yeah. And you know what? And for most of the game, especially with all the injuries they got, they played really well. Obviously, Harden played great, had a monster quarter with 22 points, I think, in the third quarter. But it had that feeling to it. And I kept watching it with about 3:45 in the game going, you know, the Nets shoot a lot of threes. And if they're not careful here, and what they did was, and Kenny Atkinson, who I used to work with the Rockets, I think he's a good young coach. But one thing he did was he didn't deploy his real Harden strategy until late in the game. And then suddenly he doubled Harden every chance he had and got it out of his hands. And Rivers missed an open three. And they missed an open shot. And then they turned it over. And Spencer Dinwiddie hit three threes in a row. And before you know it, it's like, uh-oh.
I did see that. And you have to, when you see a game like this, you think, oh, man, they must have, you know, oh, what a comeback. My question isn't about Harden's 58 or the fact that Eric Gordon comes back and scores 20. Where the heck was the defense? How do you give up 145, even if it was an OT? The Nets only scored 14 in OT, so you're talking about, what, 131, if my gazintas are right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you give up 131 to the Nets?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We've been saying it all along. They even last year, their mantra was their defense was better last year, obviously, but they still were one of the top two scoring teams in the league, and they were going to outscore you. This year, one guy is outscoring you, but overall, when you look at who's in the starting lineup and what they're doing, not only they just signed and he played major minutes and he actually contributed with some threes. Austin Rivers, who they just signed a couple weeks ago, is starting as well. Gordon, as you mentioned, had 20, but then he re-injured the knee, left, didn't return for overtime, and they don't know when he'll be back again. So it is a one-man show right now, and you can't get Chris Paul back fast enough, but then Capella's still going to be out for another month. And like I said, they need help. I just don't know where it's coming from.
Well, one game back for Eric Gordon. He did have some soreness, but they said he's going to be okay. There's nothing to be concerned about. But he only played in 21 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Rivers, Harden, and Tucker all played 40-plus. Actually, Harden played 45, Rivers 46. So I imagine there was some fatigue involved in that, too. But I don't know. My thing is, I guess, you don't have enough offensive firepower to outscore everybody. And You know, defensively, they haven't been giving up a ton of points. I think they're top 10, maybe 11 in the NBA in points allowed, which isn't terrible. I think the big thing is that I'm looking at the stat sheet. I'm looking at the box score, and the bench just got woefully outscored. They had no production from the bench whatsoever. I made the comment yesterday that the bench was garbage. Nick jumped on me about saying that, and a couple of listeners jumped on me about garbage. Oh, here comes Laminack with his dumbass hot take. So I thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. I haven't watched a ton of games, but I've watched enough.
Orlando game.
Guess who's last in scoring in the NBA? As far as bench production goes, your Houston Rockets. Everyone that jumped on me for saying the bench is garbage can suck it. There's the stats prove. So, and last night proves they need help. They need depth.
You want to know how many points the bench scored in the second half of the Orlando game, which was the first of these two games that they blew?
How many?
Zero.
Yeah. Wow. Can't believe I was way off calling the bench and garbage.
I've said this from early in the season on. Toronto and the Rockets had the two best benches in the NBA a year ago. Toronto's bench is still really solid. The Rockets is just straight trash.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it gets slightly better when you get guys back.
Sure,
when you
from
get
injuries,
Chris Paul back, when you get Eric Gordon back, when you get Clint Capella back. Your bench is going to get a little bit better. But you think D'Antoni's going to, he's not going to stretch the rotation. This is going to be a seven-man rotation, maybe eight at the most down the stretch because they're going to need to rest some guys. But he's not running out Marquise Chris and even Nunley, who did second highest bench scorer on the team last night. But he's not running these guys out if he doesn't have to.
Well, he doesn't trust Brandon Knight. And the thing is, like, in the past, it was a numbers game. Like, he had guys that he believed could play, but he only needed so many guys. This year, it's about how many guys do I trust? That's how long deep my rotation is going to be. Because right now, you're right. I don't know how many guys he can trust that he puts into a game. One game, Gary Clark gives you a couple threes. The next game, he's MIA.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you just got a guy named Nunley that you just put in the game.
gave
him 25 minutes. And that's supposed to make you feel better?
Yeah.
No, not really. And a guy that was contributing for you, your general manager decided to play chicken with his agent, and now he's in the G League until you can figure that deal out.
Well, they're going to get deeper by addition from the injury reports. They're going to get deeper when, you know, these guys get back. But not much and not enough and not nearly compared to how they were last year. I mean, this team, they went nine deep at least last year. You could make the case for a nine-man rotation last year. And,
oh, yeah. Boy, remember they added Joe Johnson late?
You'd have to argue to get to seven, I feel like.
I agree with you.
Especially with House being sent down. I mean, Gerald Green hasn't played great. So you think, okay, if your starting five is Tucker, Harden, Gordon, Capella, and Chris Paul, you have, I mean, Rivers and Green. And Green has been playing
up and down.
I don't know.
I think the House loss is bigger than people want to put it right now, and it's going to be for the long term. You need that guy back. He's a glue guy. He'll do whatever you want him to do, and he can do all. He's like a Swiss Army knife. He can do all the little things. He's athletic. He can finish on the break. He gets up in the air. He can play some defense, multiple positions. Austin Rivers, obviously, as much as people love to hate him on other teams, he's fit right in. And those two guys were that. Safety blanket, that comfort zone for Mike D'Antoni, and he lost one of those.
Crazy.
So, and they better ramp it up. They're lucky. LeBron's not going to be here Saturday night when they play the Lakers on national TV, but we're going to see more and more of the doubles on Harden coming at the crunch time and big situations, and they better figure out what they're going to do when he gets it out of his hands, and one of them is make shots.
I mean, when they're healthy, I think this team is like we talked yesterday. I'm not panicking that this team can't make the playoffs. I think they're, you know, a 4 or 5 seed when completely healthy. When they have all of their stars, their big 3+1 with Eric Gordon but right now they've got to get through this and they're struggling a little bit. They're 3-4 in their last 7 with some pretty bad losses to some bad basketball teams. I mean, the Nets aren't bad, but they're not good.
That's weird for people to say, but that's the best team no one's talking about in the league.
Yeah, they're average. They're a 500 basketball team. They're going to win as many as they lose, and you just can't
drop. Lost to Orlando.
You're up by what, 9-10 with less than a minute to go? Can't lose those games to teams like that. I get it if that's the Warriors and you lose that game. I totally get it.
But Barry, it's a pattern because it's two games in a row. Did the same thing to Orlando. Had a lead, and all of a sudden, with a couple minutes to play, you get outscored 18-4. And you just decided to just drop kick it right out the window, and you blow a game you had won there, you blow the one you had last night. Now you start to talk about, why are you not closing games more efficiently.
Is it just a matter of because I mean, this is a team that how many did they win? Do we talk about 13 of 14 or something like that?
12 of 14.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can look at it two ways. Are they struggling right now? Is this a we got to figure out the rotation with all these new guys? Is this James Harden's just tired? But you can't say he's putting up 58. He's playing 45 minutes. I don't know what his defense looked like down the stretch, but apparently his guy was the one that got the Nets back into it and got it to overtime and eventually won the game.
So, Dinwiddie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the other thing, but this is more telling about the overall status of your Rockets team. James Harden's had 115 points in the last two games. Do you know how many of those points that he got off of a pass for an assist from one of his teammates?
Isn't that crazy?
Zero.
When I don't remember where I got that.
I got it off of ESPN this morning.
Somebody tweeted that out or something like that.
They had it on SportsCenter this morning.
0 points off of assists scored for James Harden. No one has distributed the ball to him to score a point in the last two
Which
games.
Means it is isolation, it is one-on-one, it is step-backs. And you want to talk about a guy when we say he's carrying the team and he's put the team on his shoulders. No stat anywhere else is going to more clearly define that than right there. He is a one-man wrecking crew, and he's getting no help. And yeah, so D'Antoni's D'Antoni is just, and Chris Householder had tweeted in or texted in and said, hey, he was distributing to the second unit. They weren't making shots. So you know what he does? He takes the ball himself and says, I got to do it by myself.
Yeah. He definitely needs Chris Paul back. It's funny that you talk about the offense because they put up 142, including the overtime. But I think that continuity wise, and they really are missing Clint Capela. More than Chris Paul. They're missing Clint Capela.
I would argue that they miss Paul as much or more simply because he'll get the ball out of James's hands. He'll get others involved.
And he can knock down a three.
And he can make mid-range and threes. Yeah. So they need some help. They're going to get some hardware at the end of the year because it looks like he's hell-bent on getting the MVP based on the numbers he put up last night again. But the fact of the matter is if they have bigger aspirations and larger trophies to get, they probably need some help along the way. We'll continue to roll on. If you want to chime in on the Rockets or something else, 713-780-3776, HR and P Lister line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. Back with more in mere minutes. Back now, sit the f back down. Yes. Then I like everybody nowadays, Hollywood. I was like that now. Yes. I'ma show you mother that I act now.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, knee-deep, hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Nick in Vegas. So Tyler has graciously blessed us with his presence and is filling in.
Hey, Tyler, could you play the instrumental version of this? Do you have it?
Not going to happen today.
I do have it. It's on this playlist. Hmm.
So I downloaded Cold Turkey to my phone, as Dustin suggested, to be more productive.
Yes.
And remember, he said you can block certain things and not block. No, apparently the app on the Android phone basically says, nope, your whole phone is blocked.
For how long?
You can do nothing. You set the time. So I downloaded Cold Turkey. Uh-huh. I click on the Cold Turkey icon. It launches it and says, block everything for, and you can go from 1 up to 60 minutes. So if I do it for like 1 minute and say, go Cold Turkey, it says, are you sure you want to block everything on this device for 1 minute? So I hit yes, and look, I can do absolutely nothing.
I don't think I like
that. With my phone.
That's not good.
Yeah, what if there's an emergency?
My little app edge thing works, though. I found a way around it. Yeah, look, I was able to open my
There's
Evernote.
No way you're going to be productive if you know that little hack.
Yeah, and now I'm back to being able to use my phone again when I launched Evernote. There goes that.
There you go.
See, I need something that just says, sorry,
you're Russia.
No.
You know what you need? Yeah, a lockbox.
You're Russia. You just figured it out.
You need a lockbox. Put your phone in there.
In a lockbox?
And then
with
just
a timer on it?
Yeah.
Either that or I just need something that says, okay, these apps can't use until like noon.
I feel like there's something.
And then
out
I wake
like
up in
that.
The morning, or maybe I could just act like a freaking adult and get some damn work done.
That might be where your ADHD
Focus.
Issues
yep.
come from. You're not getting enough sleep.
No, I well, yeah, that could be. Some nights I don't. Some nights I do. My cat has woken me up vomiting.
I don't know. I saw a story on Twitter about
My cat has woke us up vomiting two nights in a row in the bed.
This dude sleeps, wakes up, and then just asleep again. He sleeps enough.
We wash. So last two nights ago, he vomits in the bed. You can hear him, too. It'll wake you up out of it. It's like a five-minute production.
Okay, speaking of
tongue
cats vomiting,
comes out and he backs up. I don't know why cats back up before they vomit, but they do.
So they don't step in it.
Did you see the video of the dog farting and then the cat puking because of that?
It's freaking hilarious.
That is the best video out right now.
Now, when the cat pukes, does Nora have to change the sheets immediately?
Yep.
Yeah. Lisa's like, any little mark or anything. And it's like, oh, I got to change. I'm like, it's like 2 a.m. I don't care if the dog's put a little dirt on the comforter.
Oh, no. The cat. And then everybody's up now. And then we got to strip the bed with your mattress pad. All that stuff's got to come off. It all gets washed. And then so the first night, we just get back in bed. No sheet on the bed. No. We don't remake the bed. It's just we're tired. And I was like, you know, we really should have a second pair of sheets.
Amen to that. Lisa's the same way.
And she goes, we do. And I was like, well, I'm not getting up to put them on. I went to bed. And then last night, I spend all morning, because, you know, this mattress pad thing we have is real, like, soft and flip, but it takes forever to wash and dry because you got to dry it for like 5 hours. So all morning I spend doing that. We get everything made. Last night, laying in bed. No. And I go to kick it out. All over the bed again. Son of a bitch. I hate this cat. Like, I love him, but I hate him. So he's not coming to bed tonight. He's kicked out. You can sleep in the rest of the house. You have a whole house to yourself, cat. Have fun. And you go throw up on everything. I don't care. But I want to have one night of sleep.
Okay. So maybe that's the issue. Then we've solved that.
Yeah, maybe.
But instead, I get the text message that says, great radio. This has been Daily Persecution with Joel.
Yeah. For my ADD issues.
Kiss my ass, 5046.
Somebody said, do meth. I'm not doing meth to get stuff done, sir. I like my teeth. Someone said dipping will help with your ADD.
No way.
I have not heard that at all.
And I would go with that.
Vomit.
Doesn't it contribute to it?
I know there's people out there like Joe George used to dip, but
big time.
The first time I did dip, I had the baddest buzz.
Yeah, it stimulates you. I was gonna say,
but and I used to smoke, so I don't want to get addicted.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're going back to nicotine.
That was
a mishap. That's not a
But I'm just saying that. You can isolate that.
So it gives you something to focus on because you're always kind of grabbing the cup. Seeds.
Well, when I played college baseball, I had a problem with guys. At first, I was like, these guys are dipping. Is that like a detriment and stuff like that? And then a couple of the guys that I play with said no, especially as infielders. They were like, no, we put the dip in and it kind of gets you going and stimulates you a little bit and you're more alert. So I was like, all right.
Barry, I'm the world's worst at concentrating on things. I do fantasy NBA on DraftKings, do about 2 to 3 hours of research a day. Once I take a few good rips of the devil's grass, I'm locked in. That makes me go memes.
No,
I'm telling you,
hungry.
There's different strains, man. I bet you anything, you can find a strain that
sativa
will give
and,
you a head high.
What is the other one? Indica and sativa. I go night on both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hungry?
Not really. Just memes. I get sleepy, and then I wake up in the middle of the night because I don't sleep all through the night. I wake up a lot.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that freaks you out more than when you wake up and you're high. Because you're asleep, so like you don't snap to your high for a second, but you feel it. So you're like, what's wrong with me? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. And then you just go back to bed, but I freak out for like 2 seconds. It's weird. Yeah, I don't do that. Somebody said CBD hemp oil with no THC. I don't know. I'm just going
to
get.
Well, you asked, so people are trying to help you out.
Yeah.
You know what's legal in Vegas, and.
Yeah, but is it legal to fly out with it?
I mean, if you just don't. It's a don't ask, don't tell policy.
If you don't say it on the radio.
And there's no TSA anyway.
So you can slide right by.
Right. Oh, you know what? I do know they said in California, they won't stop you if you get on a plane with the marijuana. Because it's legal there. So you can actually take it with you. Oh, that's that. You can actually take it with you. So like they see it and they go, that's nothing. You might as well just have a bag of chips because it's legal. Now, once you land in a state where it's illegal, you're on your own. That's what they say. Like, that's on you. Somebody said, I just got back from a two-week trip, so I've missed it. Is OU Mike still alive? Oh, he's alive. He's just banned from this show.
He called into the Charlie Polillo / Cody Stute show.
Good. He Today? Can keep calling those other
Twice,
shows.
Actually. The first time we didn't get to him, then
yeah.
he called back on a different subject.
Yeah, he's banned on this show.
Why is he banned?
Because he's racist.
Oh.
He's racist. And he was blocked once or twice before for being racist, and then he was racist again, and I just got sick of it, and we all did. It was like, we all agreed. Nope, no more. You go be racist somewhere else. And then he will text the show and tell me I'm racist. So
he's been very critical on text messages.
So I blocked his text.
Oh, did you? Yeah, that's why I don't see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Got
it. I just got sick of it. Who's having a better run this era? Mm-hmm. Altuve or Harden?
I heard them talking about this morning.
Oh, was this a thing? Well, then I don't want to do copy
yeah.
that.
Yeah, Granato and Lance and those guys were kicking this
Stop
around.
Stop texting us topics from other shows. I thought you guys were like, oh, here's a cool thing to talk about. Nah, they did that on the blitz or the
bench.
We're not doing that. I don't want to.
And by the way, the weather reports changed, so I will correct it. But I did verify with Lisa that up until yesterday, it was supposed to be in the 20s on Sunday around marathon time. And now, thankfully for the runners out there, it's supposed to be warmer. But get off my ass. I did hear what I hear, and I verified it. So, you know how accurate weather people are in this town. So,
yeah.
They've never been wrong.
I remember you giving me crap. Because
well,
I was
because
on
you
weather.com.
Were throwing, you were looking on weather.com trying to stick it in my grill, and I'm like, look, I know what I heard.
Okay, here's a fun thing. You ready? Do we have to go to break? Do we have time to do this fun little thing? All right, you know what? Let's go to break. So I will give you the consensus Super Bowl chances for the remaining four teams. We'll get to that after the break.
Cool.
Do you want to take this? Oh, never mind.
And speaking of weather, too, by the way, 35 today in Kansas City, so Andy Reid wore shorts.
Oh, well.
You're insulated.
He's got a heater.
Was I allowed to say that?
See, you fat-shamed Andy Reid.
Well, see, and I tried to get him for the weight loss challenge, too.
That's so mean.
All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go. It's the big show. Don't go anywhere. Hour number two coming around the corner. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.